Yo, what's poppin', guys? I'm Molin.
Yo, what's going on?
And welcome back to the fourth episode of the OK You're Right podcast show. So today is Monday, June 19th, and what's going on with you, bro?
Not much, man. It's been a long time since we linked. I've just been working on music stuff, chilling, working, listening to new music a lot. So I've been trying to catch up on all the new songs, or new albums, and everything is dropping, bro. So many.
Yeah,
so many.
So what's on your playlist right now? Like, what have you been listening to right now? All right,
last night I listened to that Thug album. That shit is amazing, number one. Let's just start off with that. Yeah. Shout out to that guy, Thug, man. I am so mad because Young Thug's about to drop... You know you're about to sell like 20K, eh?
Yeah, okay, that's what I was actually just going to talk to you about.
Bro, I'm so cheese, man.
No offense to the people, like, man, no offense to his record label, because I do know some people at the record label, but, like, yo, the rollout was terrible, yeah. Man. Like, honestly, like, man.
Bro, yo, rollouts are always bad, though.
When Young Thug is your biggest artist, yo, you got to put in some type of promotion.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like all his rollouts are bad, because, yo, like, Tyson, like, you know, like, Thug has all this hype on Twitter and shit, but it never translates.
Never
to Twitter.
There's a lot of artists like that, too, but, like, yo, Young Thug, like...
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't even a single that was put out to promote the thing.
Bro, like, but, like...
Nothing.
It's different, though, because, like, Thug is, like, even though there's a lot of artists like that, like, Thug's actually good. Like, Thug's amazing. Like, this album's amazing. I love the album. Like, I thought it was so good, like, from start to finish. Like, there's not one song I didn't like on that album. And, like, I'm not even, like, I'm not a huge Thug fan like that. So, like, it's just disappointing to me that this guy's only going to sell 20K, man. That's embarrassing.
Yeah,
man.
20K, man, like, come
on.
Sold,
like, more.
You got to put some type of promotion behind it. And, like, yo, I think that Drake is a producer on the thing. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I literally think they just put it down to, like, hype
to
it up.
Yeah. I don't know what Drake did on that because I didn't really hear no Drake influence. But pretty much, man, like, I don't know, man. Something has to happen, man, because Thug's too good to be getting this.
Yeah, like, I feel like this album was his album, like, his peak, you know, just to, like, you know, like, it's his
to pop out?
Yeah, to pop off, like, really pop off.
I really hope not, man, because, like, I want Thug to be successful, like, super successful. Like, I love Thug, man. I want him to be, like,
I fuck with Thug, too. This guy tweeted, by the way, that he's, like, the new Pac of the generation. Yeah.
I mean, and then freaking YFN said Pop wouldn't wear.
Yo,
man, so extra.
Yo,
man.
But, like, people don't know, like, Young Thug, like he talks like shit, but like, he's really about it, though. Like, yo, he got people, though. Like,
yeah, bro, Thug's one of the coolest guys. Like, I watched the Noisy Atlanta documentary, man. Like, Thug just seems like a very cool guy to, like, hang around, man. Like, you know what I mean? He's a quiet guy, though.
Yeah,
low key. So
I don't know. Like, I like what Young Thug does. I don't care.
Yeah, stands.
What's your favorite track off that project, though? Easy Breezy Beautiful.
I gotta, like, look back on it, but thinking, like, on just what I saw, Family Don't Matter was amazing, man. There's some good ones. For Y'all was good, Take Care was good.
I'm not gonna lie,
it was pretty
again.
Amazing, to be honest, the whole way through. Like, there's not even one song I can look at that, like, I don't like.
What's that one track called? Shit, it's with Snoop Dogg.
The one Gotta Get High, I think.
Yeah, that's my favorite one off the project.
Yeah, that's
man,
good.
I don't know. To be honest with me, I've always preferred the rapping Young Thug over the singing Young Thug. Yeah, I don't know.
I like the mixture of both.
I mean, like, he can do both, though. Like, that's what's really good.
That's the thing. Like, this was really good singing, like, to me. Like, in my opinion, this was really, really good singing. Like, and, like, he had, like, country songs on it. Like, you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
the country, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
not the type of guy that likes country music, but, like,
yo,
I heard
Doug made it lit. Yo,
yeah,
like,
he makes, like, country music worth
listening.
It
sounds like country meets rap / R&B. Like, it's actually amazing, man. Like, I just thought it was so lit. What else is on my thing, though? That new 2 Chainz.
Oh, yeah,
I
2
like
Chainz. 2 Chainz is a legend, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out freaking Titty Boy, man. Like, that shit is amazing. Yo, that Yachty, though. Did you hear that Yachty?
Yo, okay, I tried listening to that. Like, it just didn't work with me.
I listened to it the whole way through.
But, like, I can't be, like, biased. Like, I've never been a fan of his music.
Yeah.
I just like him as a guy, though, because, like, yo, he's grinding. He's doing what he does.
Bro,
he's making money.
21 songs. That's way too much for, like, a Lil Yachty album, man. Like, I like Lil Yachty, but, like, bro, like.
Yeah, it's too
much.
Never
again. Please don't ever do
and
that. Like,
I don't think he had that big of a popping single. I think it was Peekaboo that.
Peekaboo,
yeah. I mean, it was pretty big, but, like, not as big.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, it's garbage, but, like, it's lit at the same time. Like,
there's a couple catchy songs.
Yeah, this is catchy and thing like that.
Overall, I'm pretty sure Bryson Tiller dropped the day,
too. Yeah, I was just literally about to say that.
Gucci Mane and.
I didn't like that Gucci.
You didn't like that Gucci?
I didn't like that Gucci. That was disappointing because,
oh,
like, that's
wow.
the first Metro
Man.
Boomin produced project that I haven't, like, liked.
Man, I love that project.
I just didn't like it that much.
Did you listen to the track with Offset, the Met Gala one?
Yeah, I did. It was good. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yo, Offset, like, snapped on that.
I just feel like I was a lot more hyped than, like, for what it should have been. Like, it should have been better. Because, like, man, when you got Metro on it, like, I'm expecting, like,
yeah, but
some
like,
crazy.
I feel like Gucci is an artist that, like, yo, this guy drops projects all the time.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's true.
He's not always going to put his 100%.
Yeah, 100% into it. That's true, yeah. Too. That Russ drop, too, if you want to think about Russ? That. But I didn't like, yeah, you know what, man? I'm not going to talk about Russ, man. I don't want to talk about
yeah,
Russ.
You know, let's not talk
man,
about him.
Yeah, what's his name dropping, though? I'm Jay-Z? Very excited. Jay-Z, bro.
Yo, Jay-Z's
so
a legend. Yo, Jay-Z did not tweet for no reason. Like, he did not go
it's,
like.
It's
he,
all part of the rollout shit like that. Jay-Z don't do that shit. That shit was amazing, though. That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Like, when, I think the funniest one was like, shout out Fab, too, man. Black people.
Yeah,
really
he's like,
mad.
I'm not
Mad
drunk.
Too, or some shit like that. That was hilarious. But nah, man, like, I'm actually very excited for that.
I can't wait to see what it is.
I hope to God it's good, man, because Magna Carta was just, like, okay.
I actually like that album, too, man.
I like Magna Carta.
I really like that
like,
album. I don't know why.
On the scale of J albums, it's, like, way lower than, like, what I would put it as. But 444, man, I hope to God he bounces back so
apparently
hard.
Apparently, it's all produced by No ID.
No ID?
Like, literally, the whole album is produced by No ID.
That might be a problem, man.
Yeah, I don't know if we want the whole album. I feel like it would kind of be boring if the whole album is produced by him.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think. The last No ID song that I can remember with Jay-Z, and I don't know, maybe there's another one. I just don't look at the credits. But the last one I can remember for sure, is Death of Auto-Tune. And that's an amazing song. So if you give me a whole album full of
whole
Death
album.
Of Auto-Tune quality songs, I will be very, very happy with you, to be honest.
I want to see what he's going to rap about, though. Like
Dad Life, bro. It's the full-on Dad Life one. He like, might talk about. He better talk about the Lemonade shit.
He better not rap shit? About 21 Grammys, I'm a Savage. I mean, look. Like, come on, but
I like that one.
Yeah,
lot,
I know.
I
like that too, but like,
will, I don't think he will though. That was just a flex, and plus that was like they dropped that right after the Grammys. That
yeah,
was just,
like, that was like
thing,
whatever promo.
Yeah, but no, I hope he raps about what the cheating thing. To be honest, he was talking about on Lemonade.
Like, I feel like
I need
he would do
story.
That just for like to make it like hype it up more. But like, I mean, Jay-Z, I don't really think he's an artist that needs to build like too much hype around.
Yeah, nah, Jay-Z's gonna drop like. He's gonna sell. He's gonna do a platinum for sure. Like he's gonna do 300,000 first week.
Oh yeah,
that's
but
for sure.
Actually, I don't know. And I'm only saying that because it's a title exclusive.
Bro, first of all, yeah.
I don't like.
I love
I don't
Jay,
like that,
but
man,
you gotta stop doing that. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Please,
you gotta stop
bro.
That bullshit.
Like, you gotta stop doing that. Like, bro, I was so mad. He took off the entire.
He took off everything off Apple Music for a while.
Bro, like, come on, bro. Like, it is the worst. Listen, man, you need to stop doing that because it's just, like, no one's switching over to Tidal until you drop down.
Yeah, honestly,
prices.
Like.
It's just what it is, man. Apple Music got Drake right now. Drake's the popping guy. I wish, because, like, yo, I saw that and I'm like, man, this is so annoying. I got to go get a new trial and freaking, oh, my God, Jay, man. Like, you're disappointing me in that. But, no, I think Dad Life, I think he might do a little more stunt.
His twins have been birthed, too.
Guys. He's gonna flex though. Don't get me wrong. I think this might be his last one though.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I hope
how old,
it's his last
how old
one.
Is Jay-Z right now? He's
like
almost. He's pushing 50.
Yeah,
I think.
He's pushing 50 for sure.
Yeah, I don't
he's
really
not
know.
50 already.
Yeah,
he's
so
gotta be his
it's
last
gonna be
one.
Different, but like, yeah, this is gonna be like a really really different album because, like, you look at all his past albums. Like he made them when he was like young.
I feel like your rap is at your best when you're at your youngest.
Yeah.
Like all the things you can rap about are the things that the youth like will listen to. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The youth dictate. What happens in rap. So that's why like Jay-Z kind of gets watched. Like I'm even thinking about this. I don't think there's ever been like a top rapper drop an album so late like this. Mm-hmm. Like and that people will actually go and buy 300,000. Like at 52 year old Jay-Z and people are still gonna like he's gonna do 300,000 for sure. Cause just cause he's Jay-Z. Like you know what I mean. Like people will go buy that out whatever man. But
Jay-Z's just on like another like level man. Like he's really on another level.
Him the Kanye's they're just like they're more than rap.
And
man.
The thing is, he can flex. Like, if he's gonna rap, like, he's gonna, like, flex in his songs.
Yeah,
he can.
Flex
you can't
man.
Tell him shit.
That favorite thing, and I got the keys where it's like, my wife Beyonce,
yeah.
I brag different, man. I was like, bro, listen. Yeah, I don't know, man. I hope that Jay shit is fire as hell. I know he's gonna. Yo, he might address the Kanye shit, too.
Kanye?
Kanye,
he hasn't even talked about that
I
at
hope
all.
He does that. Yeah, see, that's the thing
oh, yeah,
about
yeah,
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z
so
does
there's
zero
probably,
interviews.
It's going to be a lot of,
there
like,
probably will be a lot,
things.
Yeah, yeah. He does zero interviews. I mean, like, it's been, like, what, like when was Magna Carta, 2013, maybe? That's a long-ass time, man. Like, he's probably just been doing, like, and, like, if you really want to take it in, like, some of the guest verses he's been dropping are really, really amazing. like Drug Dealers Anonymous. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I
got the DJ Khaled one wasn't too bad. Yeah, I Got the Keys was amazing.
Yeah, I Got the Keys was amazing.
I really like that song a lot.
I like this one in Shining. I like that.
You think he'll have any features on his album? Or
I'm going to go with no. Because I mean, like,
who could he get on the album? Okay, a Beyonce. Maybe. I can see that. That's pretty much it. I don't know who else.
Maybe. Because, like, I just feel like this might be, like, his last for real. And he just, like, yo, let me remind you guys.
Oh,
like,
do you think he'll have J. Cole on it or something? I don't know.
I don't even know if J. Cole's still doing features. I heard something that J. Cole's not doing features anymore, really? Like, for anybody.
But you can't turn down Hov, though.
Yeah.
Can't turn him down.
I don't know. I guess so, yeah, you can't turn down Hov. But, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think he would put J. Cole inside it, to be honest.
It depends. I feel like
if he was going to do it, he would be putting all his, like, guys, the guys he started with kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, one of those, like, let me get all my old guys, the rappers, one more verse, like Dr. Dre, let's go do one more thing.
I mean, or, like, I don't know, like, 4444, like, it definitely has a meaning behind it. So
yeah.
Like, I feel like the whole album's going to be based around that.
Something like that.
444. I don't understand.
I'm
kind of
guessing it's a Bible verse, to be honest.
Could be.
I just can't figure out which, like, I don't know what Bible verse it is at all.
I don't know. Like, that's pretty interesting to know.
Yeah.
So actually, the XXL freshman list dropped. Was it last week? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really surprised. Like, I'm really, really
surprised. Who's on that list again?
Off the top, Ugly God.
Ugly God. XXX. PNB Rock. PNB.
A guy named Kyle.
Yeah.
Who else was there? Made in Toyo, or is it like
Made
that?
In Tokyo, yeah.
Like, yo, there's a couple of people that. Oh, Playboi Carti's on it. How could I even not?
Yeah.
Even, like, he's definitely the biggest artist on there. But, like, I definitely feel like there's a lot of people on that list that, like, I don't even know why they really made it.
Cap G is garbage, first of all. Cap G has one song. I hate when they do that,
bro.
I hate when they give it to somebody with one song.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's, like, the shit that, like, Russ talks about that I actually agree with. You can't give it to somebody with legit one song. Like, okay, Amin, I don't even know how you pronounce it.
Yeah, like,
I would give it to him only because he has, like, okay, he's got Caroline, but he's also got this other song called Red Mercedes. Even though I don't like it, like, he's got a song.
A Boogie's on that?
A Boogie deserves it.
I didn't even know this guy was on it.
Yeah, A Boogie deserves it. Kamaya deserves it. She has a good tape.
I think Rich the Kid should have been on it.
Rich the Kid.
Famous Dex.
Famous Dex can get on it, though.
I want to say T-Grizzly.
T-Grizzly, but maybe he has more songs than that. But, yo, T-Grizzly had a huge day.
Yeah, yo, man.
T-Grizzly got shouted out by Jay-Z, and he was on LeBron,
bro.
Day. Yeah, that was huge, bro.
Yeah, I tweeted about that, and he followed me right after I tweeted about him. Like, yo, what the hell?
That was good, though.
Yo, you know, he definitely has a buzz right now.
Okay, looking at this, though, Kyle deserves it. Ugly God
deserves
Ugly
it.
God, yeah, Kyle deserves it, man. Kyle's been putting in work for time, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, okay. Even before, like, thing. The one with Yachty is just the one that happened to blow, but Kyle's been putting in work.
Yeah, so I definitely think Ugly God does deserve it, though. Like, I mean, I don't like his music at all, to be honest. I don't even listen to his music, but, like, I feel like he has a fan base.
I like Water, and that's really it. So, like, I don't know, but, like, I don't feel like Ugly God deserves it, but, like, I don't know. Who am I to say, really?
But like,
this
is
my opinion.
Like, I don't know. We live in a generation now, like, XXL freshman is like
it's garbage. Bro. Like,
who really cares about it?
It doesn't hold weight to me at all. And, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people who turned it down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure Nav turned it down.
Okay. An artist like Nav, Roy Woods, those guys don't need it. And plus, like, those guys, like, you look at their, like, labels, XO and OVO. They're not the type of people that are so public.
Yeah.
They're very, very low key.
And
like,
even that, I just feel like, honestly, like, I'm not even, like, trying to, like, diss on anybody, but, like, okay. Except for, like, the last time, like, the few years when it was good, like, 2010, 2011, like, I think maybe the year Kendrick or Travis came out was the last year that I thought XXL Freshman List was dope. But, like, the thing is, I feel like a lot of the artists on XXL Freshman List are just, like, you can kind of tell what their quality of music is nowadays. Like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, the guys who are good just don't go on XXL. Like, Party Turn Down, and his music's, like, something else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if you don't think it's amazing, like, you know the quality and work that he puts in is a different level than the thing that, like, Cap G puts
in. Like, you can easily tell.
That's like, why I can't respect XXL Freshman List anymore, because, like, it's just not, like, a cool thing anymore. Like, you know what I mean?
But the one thing I didn't like about it is, like, they said Famous Dex didn't make it because
of the girlfriend video.
Okay, that, I mean, yeah, that's fair enough, but, like, then you put XXX.
Yeah.
Who has a, like, true. Who has a, like, a. Yo, there's literally videos of him online beating up people up, bro. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to say, but. Yo, he's had a rough week, too, by the way. First of all, he got, well, I think that was the week before, but like, yo, he got rocked.
Yeah.
Then, yo, literally, his security, like, threw him off the stage trying to put him in the crowd, but, like, they literally missed.
Hit the thing, yeah.
He punched the fan the other day in the face.
He yo, punched a fan?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
There's a video of it. This guy literally punched his fan in the face. So he's having a very rough week.
Bro, but, like, this guy's just, like, fucked, man. Like, that's just what it is, man. He's just a crazy guy.
And yeah,
like,
bro, rappers don't give a shit, man.
Yo, listen, man. I don't even want to be a rapper anymore, to be honest with you. Like, it's just brazy to me, man, because, like, I don't understand, man. Like, why put yourself inside a situation like that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, then Famous Dex, like, he did a very stupid thing of going off the chief editor. I don't know. He was calling her names, bro. He was calling her a fat bitch and shit. Like, yo, like, you can't be doing that, man. Like, this guy literally snapped on her.
He was calling for real?
Yeah, yeah. This guy literally, like, snapped on her. He's like, you fat bitch and all that. Like, you gotta chill. Gotta chill.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy still, though.
Yo, I'm surprised Lil Uzi Vert hasn't dropped his album.
Yo, I'm starting to, like Uzi Vert a lot more, and I feel like his album is gonna be dope.
I think he'll definitely sell the most out of all the, I'm gonna say the new wave artists. He definitely has the bigger buzz from all of them.
From them? I think so now because of EXO Tour Life. I would give him that. Like, I didn't think so before, but, like, I've changed my mind in the way... Which I also don't understand why there isn't a video for EXO out.
Yeah, there's an animation.
Yeah,
but like,
I thought it was still like, yo, like what a yeah, missed like opportunity, yeah, yeah, bro. Like huge. I was like, man, like that was a like it could have went number one if he put out a
yeah,
video, and it was sick. I just don't understand why he missed out on that one. But
yeah,
that's what
took
it is.
Time and that shit.
Yo, that Tupac movie, man.
Wait, oh my god, yo, okay, the jokes were hilarious though.
Jokes were hilarious.
Yeah, they
man.
Said Tupac was on IG Live. Tupac had an iPhone 7. Tupac had a fidget spinner. Yo, I heard this guy had the new Lonzo Ball shoes.
Yeah, they said
all that.
They said Logic showed up in the movie and told Tupac
yeah.
that he was half black.
Oh my
listen,
god,
that was the funniest.
But that was
shit
the funniest
of
tweet
time.
Of all time.
But yeah, man, I've been. But like, on a serious note, though, I've been seeing some actual like really bad reviews of that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, I haven't
which
watched
is
it
disappointing.
Yet.
Yeah,
like,
I haven't watched it yet. But like, I'm gonna see it. But that's kind of disappointing because like I kind of wanted that to be good, especially after like Straight Outta Compton was a thing. Like that was pretty lit like that. So well, I was hoping for like. A
I mean, you
one.
See people like 50 Cent talking about it.
And like Jada Pinkett,
yeah,
like
yeah,
she did
yeah.
that whole thing. Like, yo, if you get Jada Pinkett yeah, yeah. saying like mm. she, it's not dope, like it's not dope. Like
apparently,
no,
even like Tupac's like his estate and like his family, whatever.
Said it was bad.
Yeah, well, they're not allowed to speak on about it, but like apparently, like somebody that's close with them revealed yeah. that they weren't happy with it.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
They can't publicly speak about it because like apparently like they signed the contract.
Yeah, I feel like that. Obviously just so they can't damage it.
But like I mean, you can't really replicate somebody's. Life, like I know
bro,
it's a biopic, but
somebody said like,
but you got to make it realistic. Like,
I remember reading like somebody like before the movie dropped, and
yo,
were, like,
there's literally a video of like the actor like Millie Rock and these.
Yeah,
people, like,
I think
I'm
that was. I don't know if that was.
Up.
I don't know if that was while they were filming or not. But
yeah,
if I
but
see that in the movie, I'll actually die.
Bro, what are you doing?
I will die. I will like. I'll be dead, bro. But somebody like says something so real. They're like, it's gonna be really, really hard to like capture Tupac because like. Tupac
yeah.
was a over
yeah.
the top ass guy. Bro.
This
like,
guy did. This
mean?
Guy did a million things.
Yeah.
This guy was
and
an actor, rapper, like
and
activist.
And he was just
and
so
all that.
Over the top. Like it's hard to like
yeah, yeah,
act
can't.
Him without coming off as corny. Like you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
Because like people don't do what Tupac did, but Tupac did it, so it was cool. Like for him to do it. Like Tupac's a guy that was spit in your face. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah, Tupac.
But like, I'm disappointed in it because I was kind of hoping that it kept on going because I need a new B.I.G. one. I want a new B.I.G. one, but I don't know if they're going to give us that if, like, the rap ones keeps, like, sucking.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I would love a B.I.G. one because the first one, like, I watch Notorious all the time, don't get me wrong, but the actual quality of the movie wasn't that sick, so.
I really don't know. Wait, was there a documentary coming out or no?
Thing?
Yeah.
Nah, no, but, like, I've heard it's in the works, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're coming up with all these rap biopics. That'll be pretty dope, bro.
I don't know, but I feel like Tupac did more than him.
Tupac definitely more important one. Than
I mean, like
Beef.
The thing is, like I don't know too much about them.
Yeah.
Because you know we weren't born like their era.
Their era.
So like we don't know too much, but I mean, like everybody definitely knows who Tupac and Biggie are.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. If somebody like born in like let's say 1997 to now and says they have no clue who they are, it, like they're lying. You're fucking lying to us.
Lil Yachty said you don't know who he is.
Yeah, that's bullshit. He's definitely played GTA. Yeah, he's definitely listened to Ambition as a writer. Bro, come on.
It is what it is. They're just the two legends of thing, man. What else is popping, though?
Kevin Durant's a bitch.
Yo! Yo!
Kyo, look.
Don't get me started Kyo, on this,
honestly,
man.
Like, yo, Kevin Durant, like, I really liked him when he played at OKC, but when he went to Golden State Warriors, I'm like, fuck. Like, honestly, yo, I feel so bad for Russell Westbrook, but...
Yo, here's my take on the Kevin Durant thing. Last time we were talking about Kevin Durant, I told you he's a bitch. Don't get me wrong. Kevin Durant is still pulling the weakest move of all time in sports history, but...
But he's hilarious. Like, he's funny as shit.
Yeah, first of all...
He's back OG, OG Kevin Durant's back on Twitter.
Snapping. Respect Kevin Durant for that one. But, more importantly, I can't even hate anymore. Because he actually just raped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he literally shut everybody up.
He shit on LeBron's head, bro. Like, and that hurt to see. Yeah. But, yo, like, it's just what it is. Like, you got to give a man his credit when he comes through with all that hatred and everything and just says, okay, you know what? Here you go. I'm going to give you guys 33 points on 55.
Yo, he literally snapped.
I have to rate him. So it's like, you know what it is, man? KD, we just move in history, but
finally won your ring. Congratulations,
man. I'll give you your congratulations for that much, man. You proved a lot of people.
Man, I feel like there's something holding him back, like that OKC. I don't know. So obviously it was the reason that he wasn't winning because you're like he literally popped out of Twitter nowhere now. This guy literally went ghost for like a while.
But yo, it was West though. Like as much as it sucks for him to ditch West, it was Westbrook, bro. Like it was kind of like the way like Kobe and Shaq had to split because they got too big for each other. Like you know what I mean? Like and one of them had to be the alpha male. And West wasn't going to give it up, so KD said,
To be honest, like as much as I love Westbrook, he's definitely my favorite player in the NBA. I don't think he's going to win a ring at OKC.
I will be surprised if Russell Westbrook makes it out of the second round for the rest of his career. That's how, like, suffer I think.
Apparently, Paul George is going to the Lakers.
Yo, that would be lit. I would love for Paul George to go to the Lakers, man. Man, Bron, bro. Actually, no, I want Paul George to go to the Cavaliers, man. I don't know how they're going to make that work, but
see LeBron
I need
and
them to make that work.
You saw LeBron and Draymond going at each other on IG?
Yeah, that was funny as hell, bro. Freaking,
LeBron still didn't go, bro.
LeBron kills me, man. That shit was hilarious,
The funniest player like throughout the whole series was definitely J.R. Smith to me.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, yo, he's a character, man.
He had that one game, man, and I was like, bro, this guy's actually...
Yo, he's snapping, bro. Off that Henny.
Off that Henny, for real. Yo, like, he was taking shots like he was drunk, and he was absolutely splashing them.
Oh, yo, when this guy tweeted Cavs in game 7, and he said he got hacked, yeah, that's bullshit, bud.
Bullshit, man. Should have just stuck with him, man. Die with it. JR Swish doing his thing, man. That is what it is. What's popping? What's coming new, man? Like, that's what I want to know right now. What's coming else?
Music-wise, yo, I mean, I'm still waiting for that Kanye West album. Like, any kind of news about that? I know Chance the Rapper is definitely going to drop an album.
Working on something?
Yeah. Who else is dropping? DJ Khaled.
Oh. That man. DJ Khaled is looking absolutely crazy. First of all, let me give a huge shout out to DJ Khaled, man. Like, DJ Khaled is amazing. But the part that I love about DJ Khaled is, like, DJ Khaled's come up is actually, like, my favorite thing in history.
He's a character.
Guy came from, like his last album before Snapchat.
Yo, he definitely grinded like this guy.
Yeah, and like he's crossed over, bro. Like he's in pop now. Like you know what I mean? And I was talking with my friends about this. Like DJ Khaled will never die because like his system is based completely on like other artists.
Yeah, he's so good at like bringing the artists together. It's crazy, man. Like his album is stacked as shit.
Yeah,
this guy literally has like all the biggest artists on there.
Yeah, I know. And like he's just gonna legit just keep going and going and going. And there's nothing that anyone is going to be able to do because all he has to do is just get whoever's popping at that time. Like Wild Thoughts, the new one is crazy. The To The Max is crazy. To The Max is off iTunes, though, so I don't know if it's going to be on the album anymore.
So really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, do you think because it didn't do too well that he's taking it off?
Oh, man, no, it did well, though, for sure. I just don't understand what it is. I'm guessing there's some, I don't know, maybe it's like mastering, something like that. I don't know, something stupid, but.
Another one.
I really, really need.
Another one.
Yeah, he's going to drop another one regardless, so it's not really too big of a deal, but...
Well, yo, at least Asad has friends now, the twins, Jay-Z's twins.
Shout out that guy, man. Like, listen, man.
Yo, honestly, like, he's such a good, like, DJ Khaled, like such a good father, man.
Asad's going to have the greatest baby, throwback picture.
This guy's literally been passed through, like, the biggest artist you can think of, literally.
Shout out Khaled, man. I love that guy, man. That's a guy that I'd love to see win for real, and really makes me happy, man.
Who else is dropping new projects? Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez is dropping another project. Migos are dropping Culture 2. I don't know
are
what.
They actually?
No, yeah, they tweeted about it. They said Culture 2 is on the way.
Sure.
I don't think it's a good idea to drop like a sequel right now.
I feel like Migos is going to be like, it's going to be really, really hard for Migos to like flop.
To flop,
to be honest. Right now, I think it's going to be hard for Migos to flop.
I mean, it depends how long the sequel is. Because
like, their music isn't like, you know what I mean? Like, they make music every day, but like, it's so lit, bro. Like, it's so lit.
Really catchy.
And now that they have like their like niche zone, like, they know what they need to do, man. They're just going to keep it going. Work the formula like that. Who'd you say before?
Tory Lanez.
Tory? Okay.
Yo, there better not be 20 skits on that. Or I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, that shit was garbage.
Come on, Tory Lanez.
Yeah, don't play around with that.
I feel like he has to develop one sound that works for him.
I hope the Drake features on there. I don't think it will
No. Drake's not going to give somebody that talk down on him features at all.
Yeah, Drake's not.
I'm still mad on the fact that they took a picture together.
I kind of want a Drake and Tory.
Man, I want them to go on with like the beef. Like, yo, give us entertainment.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I hated when that. Man, I hate Tory, man. Like, you can't talk that much garbage.
Yeah.
Only to like be like, I understand.
Yo, you know when he was young or like he was on the come up. He literally has a video on YouTube titled.
Yeah, Pink, bro. Like, come on.
No, wait. I think it was Drake's little cousin. Or
something. Yeah, and he's like, I'll give you $10,000 if you listen to my music, and if you don't like it, I'll pay you ten. Bro, like.
Don't get me wrong. I like some of his songs, and because he's from like Brampton / Toronto, like, you know, I respect him because, you know, he's Canadian, whatever. But man, like,
Drake. I like the fact that like Toronto's two top rappers can be together. Don't get me wrong, but you should have been together from the start. You shouldn't have tried to beef because it's not like he did like little shots. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he went up on radio, like talking like Drake doesn't compete with me. Like, it's just garbage. Like, it's absolute garbage. Like. From Drake's side, I can understand why Drake would have reached out and said, "Yo, listen, Tory, like, we need to
stop this beef." Drake did take some good jabs at him. He's like, "All the boys in the new Toronto want to be like
me,
like, yeah, like, yo, he's literally talking right to you, and you one day."
I just thought it was weak for him to come through and do that, but I don't know, man. Like, I guess that's just what it is, man. The game is the game. I think all these rappers are just so funny, man. Like. Rap music seems fake, bro. I always see myself, man. Like, if I ever enter inside the industry, man.
The problem is, like, I know we always talk about Drake, but, like, yo, coming at Drake, you can't. Maybe musically, like, unless you're, like, Kendrick, you can come against him, but, like, if you think you can end Drake, it's not going to happen.
We had a convo about this with some of my friends, bro. I think there's, like, three rappers that could end Drake.
And especially, okay, you might have something against him, like, music-wise, you can come against him, but, like, if you're, like, physically trying to harm him or something, yo, never gonna happen.
Yeah,
this guy has Jay Prince behind his back, bro.
This
guy is so, like, known in the South. Yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, literally, Jake would be untouched, but you go on about the music.
There are three rappers, in my opinion, though, that could end Drake. Like, I love the fact, people think that Drake's untouchable. Don't get me wrong, like, Drake is generally untouchable.
Yo, he's been tested, and, like...
Kendrick would wash Drake. Like, I think Drake's amazing. Don't get me, like, Drake's my favorite artist. But Kendrick would wash Drake. I think Jay-Z, if Jay-Z wanted to, would absolutely wash Drake. And I think Pusha T,
Pusha T's been trying to come at Lil Wayne and Drake for the last century.
But with
and he's not progressed
shots,
at all.
Little shots.
Yeah, and when it's about to escalate, he's like, oh, no, Drake's not talking about
me.
Remember
Exodus, though? I don't know if you've ever seen Exodus. But, like, that was hard.
Okay, yeah, but, like, what's the two birds, one stone? Man, Drake was definitely talking about him.
Pusha?
Yeah, about, like, the moving dope and all
that. I don't think he was talking
about Pusha. Pusha T only raps about that.
But Pusha T's certified. Everybody knows Pusha T's so dope. He was talking about, like, you didn't do it? Nah, everybody knows Pusha T's so dope.
I definitely think Drake was coming at him there, but he denied it. He's like, no. I think he realized after, like, the Drake and Meek thing that, no, it's not a good idea to come at him.
I don't think Pusha T's scared. I actually don't think Pusha T's scared.
Yeah, he's not scared.
The reason why I believe that they can watch Drake is
he has nothing to lose.
They are lyrically better
Drake
than
has
him.
Everything to lose, so Drake's going to come out his full force. And
Pusha
this guy's
T's on the inside, though. Like, you know what I mean? Pusha T knows shit, like, on the inside. And same with Jay. Like, those guys at the top, they know things about Drake. We don't know anything about Drake.
We don't know
but
shit.
But those guys know things. Like, they know probably business side things more than, like,
these guys are industry heads.
But, like, it's kind of like how, like, Meek all of a sudden said, like, yo, Drake got pissed on. Like, yo, Pusha T's got to know some stuff. stuff too.
A lot of people like knew about that too.
Exactly. So like Pusha T could go out and like, yo, the way Pusha T raps, man, like Pusha T, if Pusha T said that one day I'm gonna destroy Drake, I think Pusha T would destroy Drake. Like, I'm not saying like Drake would lose all his fans. I'm just saying it would be like one of those that like everybody would have to look at Drake like, wow, man, you got like,
I mean, like Rex. I know, like, Pusha T is very good lyrically wise. Like Joe Budden is too. Yeah. Joe Budden had nothing, like it didn't affect Drake at all. Yeah. Like Drake literally laughed it off. Drake's like, yo, I'll buy you tickets to my show. Come see me.
But Joe Budden's a different case because Joe Budden's not popping at all.
Yeah, like, Joe Budden. I mean?
Like Pusha T's popping. Like Pusha T will do 100K, like first week at least. And I'm not saying that's Drake level, but like it's level that, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People know who Pusha T is, like, kind of thing like that.
Well, wait, when was his last album?
2013 too, I think. No, actually dropped on 2016, I think.
2016.
It was more like a mixtape EP type.
Yeah, thing. I mean, he's more like a, I don't know. He's the president of good music now.
Yeah,
so he's
now
focused
so
more
I don't
of
know
the.
If he would. I would. That's what I want to see.
I feel like, beef and just like in hip hop right now in general, it's kind of like watered down.
It is watered down.
It's weak when they come at each other.
It's so weak.
It's literally weak. Like,
it's so weak, man. I want to see a rap beef with some bars, bro. Like, with some straight
bars,
bro. Like the worst rap beef right now is Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma.
Oh my god, I hate
bro,
that.
It gives me the worst. Like, bro, it is.
I literally
so bad.
Scroll past by that shit. It's so corny,
man.
Like,
it's just so bad because they're not even like. It's not even about the bars anymore, man. Like, Nicki, like, stop, man. Like, Nicki needs to stop. Nicki needs to come out with something.
Oh, yeah, Nicki, man, she has so many stands. It's crazy, but, like, honestly, like, her music has been garbage juice.
Well, anyway, I watched her on the first one. The second one was garbage. And, like, that bitch is garbage now. All they do is beef over, like, stupid things, man. Like, is this what it is?
Yo, have you seen Charlamagne on that one show with, you know that one female rapper? What's her name? Chanel Coast or something? Tell me you didn't see that video.
I didn't see the video, but I saw the tweets. What was that about?
Oh my god. Okay, she got so mad when Charlamagne was like, nobody really knows your music. She started bringing up, oh, I was nominated for a BET award. I have songs with Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne. What do you mean?
What is on the Charlamagne interview?
No. He was on the Rob show. What's that thing called? Ridiculousness? He was on that show, and so they asked him. I forget how it all started, bro, but, like, she really got, like, she literally caught feelings.
Bro, but, like, that's the thing, bro. These people be tripping, man. Chanel West Coast, that's her name.
Yeah, Chanel West Coast. I personally, like, I've heard of some of her music before. Trash. Put that shit in the garbage.
No. But, like, yo, like, that's the thing, bro. Rappers be tripping so much, man. Like, I don't know if you heard about Offset getting cheesed about
Ebro
200,
yeah,
bro. Like, man, relax, man. Like, it's not that deep. Like,
yeah,
it's
not that deep.
It's just what it is, man. Like, it's just simple facts, man. Like, if 2 Chainz is getting $100,000 like a few years ago when he was popping, I just don't.
I don't know why he's tripping.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, like, I get it. You're a rapper and all that. You definitely think your worth is more than what others see it as. I can see why he was going off, but like, yo, come on, just. Who gives a shit?
What
he says?
And not even just that though. Like, it's just Offset. Like, yo, like, be real with yourself. 250K is not like it's not like it's. Don't be extra. Like it's not like he meant to attack you. It's just like, yo, like, the facts just don't say 250K. You know what I mean? Like, that's like Drake level. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just what it is. But I don't know, man. Offset getting out here triggered and shit like that. But
right. So we're coming to the end of the fourth episode of the OK You're Right podcast show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I just want to quickly say we're actually now on the Audio Boom, so you can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, on my Twitter, MoLAN, Hot Freestyle, all that cool shit, guys. Stay updated and all that.
Check out my music once again, soundcloud.com/itsJanoe. New songs coming, new videos coming, so yeah, that'll be lit. Thank you very much for this platform, Mo.
And take it easy, bud.
That's right, easy.